All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. This is the top of the hour, and I want to mention, I want to remind people again that we have a pledge drive going on the network. Folks, we really need for you to give us some assistance here to get over the hump. So, you know, dig down, take a little bit of extra money, please, and send it in to republicbroadcasting.org. It's 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And also, you can go into republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, give us a donation. We need to get up to date here, folks. This message is very important. We put the truth out. Listen to my guest. I mean, come on. This is information that we all need to hear. Okay, without further ado, let's go back to Laura. This is a short segment, Laura. So we're talking about the species of the individuals. Go ahead. Hello? Did I lose her?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. What we call essential psychopathy occurs at a rate of, it depends on which expert you're listening to, but it's somewhere between 2 and 5% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And they are genetically different. And they are so different that when brainwave scans of psychopaths were included in a technical and an academic paper that was presented by Robert Hare to an academic journal. The editor of the journal wanted to refuse the paper because he said those are not brain scans of human beings. And they were so vastly different from anything, any kind of brain activity that goes on in a normal human being. And we're talking, when I say normal human being, you know, of course everybody has, you know, different neuroses.
Right.
But when I say a normal human being, I mean somebody who is a member of the other 90-some percent of the population. There's more of us than there are of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet because of their extreme certitude, their ability to do what's called a reversive blockade, to lie and to lie so convincingly that a normal person who has ordinary doubts begins to doubt their own sanity, and to be able to put their conception of reality over on masses of other people with this certainty that they have, that they emanate, they have a profound effect on huge numbers of normal people, large segments of the population. And because they have no conscience, they are able to do absolutely anything they want to get to the top. Nothing stops them. And they always inevitably rise to the top.
Yeah.
And the capitalist society is designed for the dog-eat-dog world of the psychopath.
Now, is it that they don't have a conscience at all?
Don't have one.
Okay, I mean, it's not that they know how to suppress or, you know, negative actions or anything. They just absolutely, according to brain scans, don't have a conscience. Nothing that they do is considered bad as long as they have convinced themselves that that's what they want to do.
And they don't even have to convince themselves. They just want to do it. And an example that's used by a friend of ours who works with us is that suppose, you know, you're a starving person and there is a heavy wooden door and behind that door there is food and you take an axe and you spend, you know, as much time and effort as necessary chopping on that door with the axe to get to that food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a psychopath would do that even if the door was a human being or a thousand human beings or a million human beings. And it would be, to them, it would be a door.
And
it's
so,
just between them and what they want.
Right, and so what we have here, and, you know, in the White House is a prime example of somebody who, by his hand or by his order, has literally been responsible for the deaths of, I would say, over a million people in his presidency.
Absolutely.
His father, the same thing, with thousands upon thousands of Iraqis.
Hundreds of thousands.
And then we've got the issue with the depleted uranium, the vaccines that they're giving to the soldiers. We're going to have to take a break. That was a short segment. Okay, stick with me, Laura. We'll be back in three, and then we've got a long segment coming up, and we'll continue this. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Got my special guest Laura Knight Jadzik, and we're talking about psychopaths. And we've got a long segment coming up here, Laura, so I'm going to let you continue. I have a couple questions for you, but go ahead, continue, and then I'll pop them in when I have a chance.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and ask, because it, you know, it'll get my brain going here.
Oh, okay, let's go into the spiritual for a moment, because obviously that these people do not have a conscience. And I have noticed, and I'm sure that a lot of us have, I know you have, that if you take a look at specific pictures of Dick Cheney or Condoleezza Rice or even George Bush, there's a certain element of evil in their look, in their eye. And my question is along the spiritual lines, and I know that, you know, George Bush and, well, John Kerry both have, they're members of the Skull and Bones, and so is George H.W. Bush. And we know that in there they do really weird rituals. I'm going down to the road of saying that if these people don't have a conscience, are they worshiping the dark side, or they have no conscience, no perception of spirituality, or what?
Well, the funny thing about this is, and this is something that we've really, really asked some deep questions about and speculated about, and we've observed. The first thing is you have to understand that most religions, and, you know, I don't want to really offend anybody, because most religions have been taken over by psychopaths.
Organized religions.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because, you know, what happens is with any ideology, and here's an example. Say, for example, the idea of communism. Communism was how the early Christians lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how the so-called Jesus people lived. They lived communistically. But what communism became under, say, for example, Stalin, was absolutely nothing to do with the communistic principles that the Jesus people lived by. communism under Stalin was basically state corporatism. You know, the state was a giant corporation, and it owned everything, and everybody was a slave to the state. It had nothing to do with people sharing, you know, sharing and sharing alike with each other. And that's an example of how an ideology can be taken over and subverted and used for completely different purposes. The same thing has happened with, say, Christianity, Judaism, Islam. You know, these religions have been taken over by psychopaths, and most of the principles of the original founders of the religions have been completely turned around in the same way that George Bush can tell us, you know, black is white and white is black, you know, or there are weapons of mass destruction in Iran.
Yes, war is peace, yes.
Yeah, and yeah, war is peace. And so this is the first thing. The second thing is that by way of these religions, they have inculcated into the 96% of the population that are normal, who are not these genetic deviants, these atavistic throwbacks, probably to something like Neanderthal, and have convinced everybody that everybody is created equal and everybody has a soul. And so all of us normal, bleeding heart, you know, liberal type people who love everybody and want to fix the world and want everybody to be nice and get along, you know, grow up believing that all you have to do is love everybody enough, be nice enough, share enough, give enough, and even the most hardened criminal can be, you know, can be saved, can be salvaged.
Right, but, you know, and I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that brings a question to mind that really the normal thinking individual is, if you will, a victim because of their weakness of believing such a thing.
Absolutely. That's the whole problem. And you see, psychopaths, they understand that. They study us like some sort of a bug under a microscope. They know how to push and pull our emotional buttons. They know how to inspire us with, well, you're either with us or you're against us. You know, patriotism, you know, mom, the flag and apple pie, and to use all of these kinds of things on the 96%, and they are able to do it without meaning a word of it, and able to use emotional words that have no content for them, you know, so that the person who is a normal person who is listening says, oh, he says that, you know, he was very sad about the deaths of all of those soldiers, and I saw a tear trickle out of his eye, and it made me feel so warm and fuzzy that he cares so much about us, and it's all bullcrap.
Well, let me ask you this, now, because since you bring that up, I noticed when this massacre happened at Virginia Tech University, he got on there and he was talking about how saddened he was and blah, blah, blah. And we know that's a lie.
Yeah.
But do you think that these people really some part of the motivation for what they do, and I'm not saying all of it, but I'm saying part of the motivation for what they do is because maybe they envy what we have that they don't and they actually hate us? Or do you think it's just a totally different agenda than that?
They do not envy us. If you watch that freaky alien movie, Independence Day, when the alien, you know, is inside the glass cage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guy says to him, you know, what do you want? What do you want from this? He says, I want you dead, you know, die. You know, that's basically the whole thing with the psychopaths. They do not envy us. And any of them who come along and try to pull on your heartstrings by making you think that, oh, well, there's, you know, I'm so sad, you know, because you have something I can't have and I'll never have, and don't you feel sorry for me? That is a big trap. It's a pity trap, because one of the number one tools that the psychopath uses when they feel like they're losing control of their victim is the pity ploy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feel sorry for me. You know, I don't have what you have. You have such a rich life. No, they believe firmly that it is their destiny to rule the world, and they believe firmly that it is the destiny of everybody else to serve them.
Well, tell me, in your estimation, I mean, we have, what, 535 members of Congress, 100 senators, and we have members of the cabinet and so forth. So we've probably got 700 or so actual government, you know, top-level federal government officials. In your estimation, what percentage of those do you think would probably fall into this category? The large majority, you know, half and half, a small majority of them?
The large majority.
The large majority. Because
and the ones who aren't, you know, genetic deviants, have been made psychopathic by the environment, and they have dirty laundry. And you don't think that George Bush and those guys were doing that, you know, illegal wiretapping to listen to John Q. Public, do you?
Well, you know, and it brings up another thought. I've noticed about some people that if they are literally an evil person, somebody that is, you know, a liar, a cheater, they think everybody else thinks like they do, and they're paranoid. Consequently, I think part of the reason for the wiretapping and watching the emails and so forth is they're so paranoid, they think that people think along the same lines as they do.
Well, I think that they were getting information to control all of the judiciary and all the members of Congress and all the journalists and all the people in corporate positions that, you know, that they couldn't control because they weren't deviants.
Well,
I mean, they were just compiling information, you know, so that they could control. I mean, look at how the Dems just, you know, rolled over and played dead on every single thing that they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the left-right paradigm is a facade. They, you know, they've got their marching orders. They're all controlled, whether it be because they're a psychopath or whether it be because they are compromised. They're all controlled. Mm-hmm. The large majority of them, there's a couple of them I can think of that aren't. Ron Paul is one of them. But
yeah, very few.
Very, very few. You can count them on one hand.
Yeah.
And even if they're not, by the time they get to a place to have any real power, or if they're running for real power, they are faced with the option, or they were tempted with compromise, or they are ultimately faced with the option of converting or killed. Okay.
Yeah.
The last person I could think of that actually made it to the presidency, and I think, and again, listeners out there, I'm not saying it was, but I think that he was uncompromised, was John F. Kennedy. Okay.
Yeah.
Ever since then, it's been downhill. But
yeah.
Another thought that I had is that, you know, regarding their, their sexual persuasion. I know that we've seen a lot of scandal with pedophilia. In the White House with homosexuality. Are these people, is it like they don't, I mean, does it affect their sexual persuasion as well? I mean, how many of them are actually normal heterosexual human beings?
You've got to understand, for the psychopath and related deviants, you know, everything that operates inside them is for power and control over others. However they develop the ways and means of doing this. If they do it by, you know, subtle manipulation, and there are women psychopaths who do it by pretending to be, you know, weak and helpless. But it's all about power and control over others. And, you know, the more power that they can feel by controlling and hurting and dominating others, and it doesn't matter whether, you know, to a psychopath, you know, sex is relieving a physiological urge. And it doesn't matter to them whether it's an infant, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, whether it's a woman, whether it's a donkey.
And the reason for that may be, and I'm not saying it is, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of thinking this along as I go along here, is that they literally do not have any compassion or passion for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's take, I'll give you an example, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Okay. Now, Bill Clinton has had his escapades with sexual perversion, and I've heard stories about Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying they're true or not, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, I've heard them.
Okay, so it's about the lesbian acts, and it's like there is no, there is no real unity in the marriage there.
No.
It's all for show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, as far as it's all self-centeredness, the relief of the sexual urge would be, it doesn't really matter who it is.
Right.
Or what it is, it's and it would be more. I would almost compare it to not a rapist. Well, maybe a rapist. I mean, a rapist doesn't. You know, the stories tell me.
A rape isn't about sex. It's about power and
control. It's about power and control. Yeah. So there's many different avenues. There's, you know, anomalies with these people that evidently you've explored.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to go to a break here. Fascinating conversation. What's that?
We have lots on the website.
Okay, well, we're going to give the website out. I'm going to let you give it out when we come back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're with my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik. We'll see you in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with us. It's good.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
We're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here with my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik. Laura, tell me, is it a combination of money and power and control, or do they want power more than money, or money more than control, or control? I mean, what is
it? It's all about control and power. Money is just a means to that end.
I see. Okay. Now, well, tell me.
That's the currency of control in this world.
Well, now tell me, is it possible? And I'm going to take you back. Remember, did you remember seeing? You may not have, but there was I don't even remember. It was some event where George H.W. Bush was talking about his son Jeb Bush, and he started to cry. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that one.
Was that staged? Was that age? And maybe at this point in time, he thinks that it's getting closer to his death. I mean, do these people, are they atheists? Do they believe in Lucifer? You know, what is their mindset there?
Well, okay, getting off to that, first of all, I don't think that he was feeling anything like what, you know, you or I would consider to be a real emotion. If anything, he was feeling sorry for himself. That's really the only thing, the closest thing to an emotion that a psychopath or a deviant can feel is sorry for themselves. They can fake crying, they can fake emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what they worship or spirituality, they create religions, they create religious ideas, you know, and they use them to, exert power over other people. What do they worship themselves? Well, the one thing that I keep coming up against and finding hints and clues about is that there is, you know, believe it or not, there is a vast network of connections between them that have to do with, you know, satanic practices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to say too much about those kinds of things, but the it's true that there is, you know, a strong satanic tendency among them, and whether they actually believe that they are summoning spirits, or whether they do it because, you know, other people have done it before them and have taught it to them, you know, I really can't say, because not too many people have gotten inside that part of them, you know, have gotten close enough to where they can even find out anything about that. But it keeps coming up. You know, there's OTO, you know, Golden Dawn, Satanism. You just keep touching on that. It's like a horrible black hole that's somewhere at the bottom of all of it whenever you dig a little bit deeper.
Well, we know that once a year a lot of the world leaders, including members of the White House, go to the Bohemian Grove and they do a mock sacrifice to an owl called Moloch. So, and this is what is called the cremation of care, which means that's some kind of a, you know, symbolic ritual that they do so that, you know, they can go another year and maim and cheat and whatever they're worshiping, whether it be Lucifer or whatever, you know, gives them complete amnesty for whatever it is they're going to do that's nasty to the world, I guess.
Yeah, well, think about this this woman, Elizabeth Báthory, who was one of the ancestors or relatives of the guy Vlad Dracula or whatever, cousin to King Stephen of Hungary, Czechoslovakia, it's one of those places. But she believed that bathing in the blood of virgins would restore her beauty. And for her, beauty was power, you know? That was how she kept and exerted her power. So she, you know, if she was very invested in remaining beautiful, and if killing a bunch of village girls and draining their blood out and bathing in it was what it took to stay that way, that's what she did.
In your mind, do you, because I'm starting to feel this way in my world, do you feel like in their capacity the laws that are written, and there's millions of them, are written for us? But as far as they're concerned, they are above the law. And we see that played out consistently when, you know, somebody will get arrested or pardoned, or they'll take one of their own down for one reason or another.
Well, think about that. Stop just a second. Are the laws really written for us? Because if you think about what we call a legal trial, the legal process, it's a process whereby, you know, where they pick and choose what evidence is allowed to be heard. The jurors are not allowed to personally know the person that they are judging, to have any, you know, real knowledge of who that person is. They're only allowed to hear the evidence as presented by the attorneys, which is all according to a preset formula, and it's so easily controlled that the outcome can be decided in advance and the entire drama set up so that the innocent are found guilty and the guilty are found innocent, and then the process of swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That oath means something to a person of conscience. It means nothing to a person of no conscience, and a person of no conscience will swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and will lie through their teeth.
Good point.
You see?
Listen.
So our legal, the law is not made to protect normal human beings from psychopaths. It is made to protect psychopaths from normal human beings.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Listen, let me ask you, Laura. I know we had talked about this, and you said you had a lot to cover off the air, and I had mentioned that didn't want to take calls. I do have a caller on the. Do you want to take some calls? Or
sure.
Okay. I'm going to go to a break here, and I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 for the rest of the program. If you folks have a question or comment for my special guest, Laura Knight Jadzik, please feel free to call in. I'm going to go to Carl after the break, and then we're going to come back in 3 minutes, and the lines are open. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 1281 Shortwave.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. My special guest, Laura Knight Jadsick. We're talking about psychopaths here. Now, before I go to my callers, I'm going to open up the phone lines again. So if you have a question, call in 800-313-9443. I want you to give out your website again, Laura. Okay, I gave it out a couple times. I want you to give it out so they can go look in.
Okay, it's www.signs-of-the-times.org. Signsofthetimes.org with dashes in between, not spaces, but dashes.
Okay, very good. All right, let's go to callers then. Carl, you're on with Michael and Laura. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael and Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I have some very critical information for both of you guys that I would like to speak with you off air if possible, because what I have to say will be so shocking to you that the people are not ready to hear it.
Wow.
Now, I was born with 6 fingers on each hand, and it's part of the 8.
I know who you are, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Goodbye. He's the Antichrist, Laura. Let's go to Jim from Kentucky. Jim, you're on with Michael and Laura.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Laura.
Okay. How are you doing?
Hi.
Good. I just had a question for Laura. I wanted to know if she could recommend any reading for the common ordinary folk out there that might be able to either tie this psychopathic evil into politics, how they get to be politicians, or how that all
Absolutely.
Works.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll wait for your answer off there. Thanks.
Go ahead, Laura.
Okay. Yes, there are some very important books for everybody to read. The first one would be Martha Stout's The Sociopath Next Door. She kind of cops out, calls them sociopaths. I like psychopaths. Then there is Robert Hare's Without Conscience. And then there is a new book out, Robert Hare and Paul Babiak, which is, what's the title of the book? It's the one about the corporate psychopath, Snakes in Suits. So Snakes in Suits, Without Conscience, and The Sociopath Next Door. And then once you have read those three, then you must get and read Political Ponerology, The Science of Evil, Adjusted for Political Purposes by Andrew Lobachevsky. And I wrote the introduction to this book, and I also edited the book, and it is probably one of the most important books you'll ever read because it describes exactly what kind of psychopath plays what kind of role in the political arena, how they interface with other types of psychopaths, characteropaths, paranoid types, and it describes how the normal population is psychopathologized so that they follow the psychopath, and what percentages of the population are likely to be taken in by psychopaths, and what kinds of problems those normal people might have that make them susceptible to psychopaths. It gives you chapter and verse, symptoms, signs, everything, and tells you how the whole network fits together, how they rise to power, how they, manifest their power, and where it ultimately ends up. So those are the books that you should read, and everybody should read them.
Anything else, Jim? Oh, he's off the air. Okay. All right, very good. Let's go to Judy in New York. Judy, you're on with Michael and Laura.
Hi, this is the great and important
show. Oh,
no,
not you.
I can't
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Laura. I can't believe even the Antichrist is listening.
There are several of them, you know.
Oh, my God.
Some people might think I am. You've discussed psychopaths who have gotten into positions of power in the world. I guess that's a really fertile breeding ground for them. But I was wondering how you felt about the psychopaths who have infiltrated both the mainstream media and the alternative media.
Well, that's a really loaded question because it's the same symptomology that I saw in the so-called UFO research field. Whenever there is a void or an absence of authoritative answers to a pressing question that is, out there in the public's mind, that this is a perfect platform, venue, for psychopaths who seek power. Because let's face it, you've got a power void, you have an information void. There are psychopaths there in lower levels in life, who think that, this place is for me. I can become an expert. I can become a researcher. I can become whatever, or at least I can present myself as one, and I can begin to put my theories over. I can get a following. I can get groupies. I can make money. I can go on the talk show circuit. I can, I can write articles. I can, give my opinions. I can become an expert.
Mm.
And that's what psychopathy is all about, becoming one of the favorite fields for psychopaths is psychology.
Mm.
I mean,
that's really disturbing. Putting your psyche
disturbing.
In the hands of a nut.
So, yeah, there's an information void. There is an authority void. There is no authoritative, voice of with real answers, with real research. So it sucks in the psychopaths like crazy.
Ladies, I want to tell the audience that Judy is, thank you, Judy. Judy is the one that referred me over to Laura, and these girls are friends. So what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, Judy, I'm going to hold you on the line. But I want to pull another friend of mine up, Michael from New York, that has given me all kinds of good information, and I want to see what he has to say, if you don't mind, okay? And, Judy, you stay there, all right? Hello?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Lori. Thanks for taking my call, Michael, and thanks for that. That's nice. But I'm just glad to share all that important information with somebody like yourself because you can keep sharing it from your position, which is, I'm sure, pretty connected in a nice network. Now, it's amazing that
these people like the Clintons, you know, when you hear them talk about, especially Hillary, it's for the children. When you hear that line, and how these Americans don't realize the facade and the facetiousness in which she is presenting that information, they're like vultures. When they're thinking of children, they're thinking of something they're going to eat. They don't care for these kids. You know, these Americans better wake up. And you know, all this, the profile that you're presenting is perfect because this is what communists are all about. They're all perverted. They're all mentally unbalanced. And they have, they're evil. I mean, I think the bottom line is they lack a soul. And that's why they have an evil bent. And you know, I just can't believe how Americans aren't catching on to this yet. In general, I know we are, but
there's a very small percentage of us that are. Would you say so, Laura? I mean, obviously the overwhelming majority of people aren't catching on. They're waking up, but it's slow.
There are actually some numbers. Like I said, there's, you know, like up to 5 or 6% of the actual deviants, and then there is another 12%. That are related issues that are not necessarily genetic deviants, but they are people who have been pathologized by life or experiences. They become essentially very much like genetic deviants. So there you've got 6 plus 12, you've got 18%, and then you've probably got another, you know, 10 to 12% that are people that are just, you know, weak-willed, you know, just looking for somebody to follow, and the person they want to follow is the one who sounds the most sure of themselves, and remember, psychopaths always sound very sure of themselves. So you're eating up your percentages there in the numbers of people who are, you know, either pathological or manipulated by them. So then you have the other, say, what, 70%, 60% of the population, and at the other end of it, you probably have 6% who are awake.
Right.
And then you have another 12% coming up from the other direction, who are potentially awake and somewhat aware and able to be supportive of the 6% that are awake, and then another percentage that is semi kind of awake, and then you have, you know, the people in the middle that can go either way.
Yeah, you know, that's an accurate assessment, Lori. That really is. You know, another field that they gravitate towards, besides the psychotherapy type of field, is politics. They gravitate towards politics.
They gravitate towards politics for the power.
That's right. Exactly right.
Okay. Well, listen, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate your input. You're a big help to me, Michael. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless now.
All right.
Just remember, ideologies do not need psychopaths. Psychopaths need ideologies. So don't fall into the trap of saying, you know, communist or socialist or capitalists or Democrats or Republicans, because, you know, every single one of them has been infiltrated by psychopaths, and the inner core of all of these ideologies are run by deviants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies, let's go to another well-known individual. Judy, are you with me? Judy's not there? Is Judy there? I don't hear Judy.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay, let's go to another well-known individual. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael.
Hello, Michael. Hello, ladies.
Laura, let me introduce you to Don Nikoloff. Don, this is Laura Knight Jadzik.
Hi, Don.
Hi, how do you do, Laura?
And
I read your piece yesterday.
What did you think of it? What's your perception? I'm interested.
Well, this was... You know, I started out thinking, wait a minute, this is just too wild. This is just too wild. And then the more I'm reading, because, you know, I'm looking at the documentation, and I'll tell you a little secret. Genealogy is one of my hobbies. And this is something that has really bothered me, the lack of genealogical records and data. And, I mean, I have CDs with data on them from before 2000, before Bush became president, and... You know, I went back and plugged these CDs in, and there is no information. And I just can't understand how it is that somebody can get to be president of the United States and his genealogy is not well known to every person in the country. And, you know, so the more I was reading that, the more I'm saying, boy, That, yeah. There are some real lack of information about these people, and this deserves some serious thinking and attention, definitely.
Well, if I may comment on, I didn't use the word pathology, I don't think, once in the 16,000-some words that
no,
are in the
you
article.
Didn't.
My intention was to grab the attention of the American people and probably the world so they could see what has been going on, because they formed the EU under the same auspices that they did the Federal Reserve. They've used the technology against the people of the world. They've created wars for their own enrichment, and it describes specifically the type of behavior that you're describing.
It's a different species.
Yes, absolutely.
And they are after the survival of their kind.
At the expense of our kind, Laura?
At the expense of our kind.
Does that tie in with Agenda 21 in the UN, you know, alleviating 90% of the population?
Yep.
And so we would, let's throw a word out here. Let's characterize Henry Kissinger. What do you think, Laura?
Well, I'd say he's one of them.
Okay, well, I want to comment real quick, Don. I've been through your article three or four times. Laura's read it. I know that Judy, you've read it, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and Don has done meticulous research on this article, and yes, a lot of what he says ties in with this deception and this, you know, consistent lies that have been told going back down through the years, and it's obvious that there's a bigger agenda involved, which is, you know, a world government.
Yeah.
You know, I found through, and I've got a certificate in private investigation, so I went down the rabbit hole on Don a ways, and I found nothing that refuted anything he said. As a matter of fact, we had a caller. I had Don on the other day. We had a caller named Chris who was trying to discredit Don in his article, and he mentioned a fellow by the name of John Buchanan. And by the way, Chris, if you're listening, I went back and I looked at John Buchanan's work, and I also listened to an interview with John Buchanan on the Alex Jones show. And I have to disagree with you, sir, because everything John Buchanan said fits right in with Don's article. Now, he arrived at his conclusion from different research, and the conclusion that Webster Tarpley arrived in with his book, The Unauthorized Biography of George H.W. Bush, they're all arriving at the same conclusion, sir. So I just want to throw that out there, gang.
I would comment, Michael, that I used a different method than the one that's presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
I used a lot of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no book for that. You either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What just struck me was as I was going through was this lack of available documentation for these birth records, for these these things that would normally be, you know, widely available. I mean, is there any other president or presidential family that does not have a complete genealogy available?
That would be a good research document, wouldn't it? That'd be
well, I mean, you know, I've done the genealogy on John Kennedy. I've done genealogy on, several of the other presidents. I mean, and I've done my own genealogy back, you know, way, way back, and
well, there's disputes on certain ones. You could look at Bill Clinton. There are questions there.
Well, yeah, he's adopted, though, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but, the story is that they had his father murdered on the highway coming back from a sales convention in Chicago near some highways in southeast Missouri with Illuminati numbers.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the only thing that can really help us to understand the scope of this is to think of it in terms of a different type of human or a different species of human that is basically looking after its own, looking after consolidating its position over and against, you know, 95% of the rest of the population of the planet, because, you know, nothing else makes any sense.
Okay, I'm going to have to interrupt here, guys, and say we don't have much time left. Lines are full.
Can I just say one thing before I leave?
Go ahead, Judy.
I just wanted to say that Laura's work is really so important, and I really consider myself a student of her research,
mm-hmm.
because I've been charmed by psychopaths. They are charismatic. They have very often have wonderful vocabularies and great senses of humor, and they are in positions. They find themselves in. You find them all over the place. And I've obviously we've all seen them in religion, and we all know about all the pedophiles in religion. I've met women who have been sodomized by their fathers, who are reverends, etc. And also in the New Age, it's another place where they flock, these gurus. I once heard a guy say, after thousands of people are cheering somebody on, this guy said, I think I'm the second coming of Jesus. So yeah, it's really scary because people are so hungry for answers, and they look to these people.
Okay, guys, Judy and Don. As much as I'd love to keep you on to the rest of the show, I can't.
Okay. No. I just want to thank you again, and it's great listening. I want to listen to Laura anyway.
Yeah, I'll catch up with you later, Don. Thank you for calling in, Judy.
Bye.
We just got a short time till the break, so I've got I got more calls on the line. Let's go to Mona in California. Mona, you're on with Michael and Laura. Go ahead.
Laura, I'm looking at your website.
Okay, wait, Mona, I'm sorry. Hold that thought. Okay, we got to take a break, and then I'll pull you up right after the break. Okay, dear? Hello? Okay.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We've got just a few minutes left, so I'm going to give each caller a minute. And Mona, you're first. Go ahead. Well, you're on with Michael and Laura. Go ahead. Mona.
Yeah, Laura, I'm looking at your website, and it says, Mona Montgomery has been exposed as an agent provocateur. And I'm surprised to see that because I was noticing you have about 800 followers, users, and you grade them as to whether they're
forces with them, or they're a Jedi, or they're under moderation, or they're banned. And I think I'm entitled to an explanation as to what you mean by me being exposed as an agent provocateur and
who
why
is Mona
I was there.
Montgomery?
Well, all I know is I'm Mona Montgomery. And I came on your web page, and I said a few things about Boleyn, and I noticed myself getting attacked by a lot of your followers. And the next thing, I left your forum, of course. But now I was just coming to look at your work, and I found my name. You say Mona Montgomery has been exposed as an agent provocateur. I think I'm entitled to an explanation.
Well, if that's the way the discussion shook down, that's the way it is.
No, this is a statement you made, not on the forum, under my personality evaluation, and I want to know what you mean by agent provocateur.
An agent provocateur is somebody who provokes a situation, whether they are conscious of what they're doing or not conscious. Anybody can be manipulated by a psychopath.
So it seems to me, then, that anyone that asks a question provocative of a negative response from you would be an agent provocateur, because I did not agree with
you. Can you be very, very specific? Can you describe the exact situation, what you were saying?
Excuse me, I have to intercede here. I've got one minute left, and we don't have time for...
I just think she needs to know that she's the very type of guru she's condemning, and she's the psychopath.
Why don't you give out your website for our listeners, Mona?
NukeIsraelNow.com.
We'll see who is...
yes, sir.
Goodbye. All right. Well, let's go to Ray in Texas. Ray, you're on with Michael. Got about a minute.
I think that says it all.
Oh,
hello.
Hello, Ray. Go ahead.
Yeah, what y'all were talking about earlier about getting rid of 90% of the population, if you do Google search for Illuminati alternatives 1, 2, and 3, you'll find it. It's old stuff, and old out there forever. Also, people need to look up TR3.
Have you got your radio on the background, Ray?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, how about now?
All right, fine.
T as in Tom, R as in Ray, 3, the number 3. TRC. Now, we have a fleet of those in orbit. People need to know this, what's going on. One of the alternatives was to create a base on the moon and on Mars, which we already have. Don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. Do the research, people. It's happening.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. We're out of time. Closing thoughts, Laura?
Well, like I said, there's all kinds of psychopaths and deviants in the 9/11 movement, and as Judy pointed out, in the New Age movement and so forth, and you know, people who want to do things like nuke Israel now, you know, and if they don't understand how they are being used and manipulated to become agents provocateurs, then they need to get educated really, really fast. And don't jump on me because I think nuking Israel is a bad idea. Nuking anybody is a bad idea.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm of the old philosophy of Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? You know? I mean, seriously, you know, the first thing we need to do is we need to, in this country, we need to take back our constitutional republic, okay? Now, once we've done that, if you have differences, maybe you might be able to sort them out in some rational, diplomatic way. But in the meantime, let's concentrate on getting our republic back.
Getting our republic back, right? And getting those psychopaths out of office.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate it. I'm going to give you a call off the air for just a second after I get through here. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. That ends my show for today, Friday. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. We'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
It's true.